A thought from Daf Lamed Beis Amed Beis. Let's start again from the Maise. Tana Rabbanan. Maise bechosid echot shoyem mispalo baderech bosar echot venosin loy sholem. Asar came and gave him sholem vleherse loy sholem. He wasn't marzer sholem. Himtim loy at shesiyem tfilosay. And the Tsar waited, he was very insulted, but he waited till he ended the davening. Lachesh asim tfilosai, oma loy reiko, v'loy kosov v'teirascham, rak ishom alocho, shmer nafshecho, ochsiv nishmarta miyoid lo nafshe seichem. Others said he said a loshen rabim, he says, because if you know when you start up with a goy, you have a limud from homon, he doesn't only chep it with the yochid that insults him. He chep is with the ganz klal Yisrael. So Memele, so it's not only you, it's not Ishamalach Navshach Shmartam Yedl Navshi Sechem of Gans Klal Yisrael. And what kind of chutzpah is this? Kshinasati Lacho Sholem, Loma Leherzarti Li Sholem. Imo Yisi Choytech Reishcha Besayef. If I would have cut off your head with a sword, Achar Bechotichia, Esav Ezabroche, Mihoyo Teveya Ezdomach Miyodi, would there someone Mon domcho miyodi. Omar le hamten li ad shafaisach bedvorim. He says, wait, I'll explain it to you. The Eitz Yosef says, why tak wasn't he meishiv v'toich shemayne esrei? It's tak asakoni was a goyish, the whole din is davka melech Yisrael. Avo malchei akum poisek. So he was nispoiled because he saw that this tsar was an honor. He was Nosan Lai Sholem. Nosan Lai Sholem, Savais Tois, that means he didn't expect that he should give him Sholem. He went over to him and gave him Sholem. So he saw this person is, he has the Midah of Anivis. So if he has the Midah of Anivis, he'll be able to understand the Ninyan. Amalai Hamtin Lai Acha Faisach Bedvon. Amalai. Ilu Hayisa Oimed Lifne Melach Boso Vedon. If you were standing in the Melech Bos of Adon, would you give Sholem to Yechav? Omalei lav. Vim hoyisa marzoloi, ma hoyu oisim lecho. What would they do to you? Omalei hayechaitchem esreishi besayif. They'd kill me. Achutz be standing in front of a Melech. Omalei vedvorim kalbochayma. Oma ato, sheyisa oimed lefnei Melech Bos of Adon. Shayim kan umochel bekever kach, ani shayisi oimiz ne melech malchim lochem akadish bochu, shuchai vekayim laade leome elomim al achas kamo vekamo. Yeah. The Mephoshim say that what he stuck in the Kalvachayma, Oma Ato, Ma'ato. That means, so the Mephoshim say as follows, that he says, between you and me, the difference between you and the Melech is very small. I hold very much from you. You're like a very big man. So, ma'ato, shoho yisoyim uvnei Melech boso v'dom, where there's a minute difference between you and the Melech. And the Melech alone is ayim kana mocha bekever. Kach, ani, look who I am. And who the Rabbeinu Shalom is. So Memele, there's, in both Chalokim, there's a tremendous hevdol. Alachas kama v'kama. Miyad nispaye soyse hasar, v'niftar oyse chosid lebeise l'sholem. The Mishnah says further, afilu nochosh koruch al ikvoi lo yavsik. Even though there's a nochosh that's around his akev, around his heel, lo yavsik, he should not be mafsik. Omar Rav Sheshes, lo yishonu elo nochosh. A nochosh, there's no heter to be mafsik. Avol akrov poisek. What does Rashi say? Avol akrov poisek v'noit loy. And he takes it off. Lefisha akrov, Mesuken lakoit yoisa mishenochosh muchan lishech. That means, so Rav Sheish has told us that a nochosh is not a noishech. An akrov beteva will be mazik. So memele, So therefore, an akro, which is a sakone, so he's paisik. A nochosh, there's no sakone. He's not muchan lishaych. So memele, there's no heter to take him off. Meisvei, nofal leguv aroyeis, ein meidem olof shemeis. If a person fell into a boyer, that there's lions in the boyer, there's lions in the pit, ein meidem olof shemeis, she cannot say Edis that he died, because even though there's lions, but the lions need an incentive to eat him up. They have to be hungry. Maybe they're not hungry. So Mamela, to be Matar Anashis Ish, you cannot be Saimach an Hashoris. You need a Birul Gomel. So Mamela, Aim Edom all of Shemes. Nofa Alach Firo Meleya Nechoshim Vakramen. Me Edom all of Shemes. Then that's a double Boru. That he zicha died, because the nochoshim vakrabim kill. So we see that what? That a nochosh is a memis. You're just telling me now, a nochoshim vakrabim means nochoshim oyakrabim. So by nochoshim alone, it's also me'idim ol of shemes, because it's a dover boru that a nochosh is memis. And it's, so the Gemara says, shani hosom dagav itzitzo maski. There it's different. The Miri explains, normally, if you have aroyes, you have lions in a pit, it's not a small area. It's pretty big if you have lions, the lions are there. So it's a big area. So when he fell, it's not muchach that he fell on top of a lion. If he fell on top of a lion, there's nothing left to talk about. But al koponim, why should I think he fell on top of a lion? It's a big area there. So I don't have to, I have no right to assume he fell on top of the lion. So Mela, I have no right to assume that he's dead. Masha Einkein, Nechoshim Vakrabim, usually the pit that they find themselves in is not too great. There's enough space for themselves. So Mela, if he fell on top of them, so he gave them a Gavaldik Baruch Habe, is Mela, they'll return him. So there, so if you start up with them, then Lemaisa, there's something we have to worry about. Sani Hosam Dagav it's a maski. Let us see Rashi. Eime idem olov loima li ishtoi meis bailech la atiro li nose, pa'omim she'ein arayis reivim. There's some, it's possible that arayis aren't hungry. Ve'ein oich lo noise. Nechoshim v'akrabim, Oizeh me'idim olov, either nechoshim or akrabim, shemeis, alme mu'id anochosh lishech, that anochosh is mu'id lishech. So the Gemara says, agav itzitzik, shenofel aleim, edochkom, hiziku, they were mazikim, because he was matrik them, he pushed them, he kvetched. So me'mele, therefore, then there's a vadois that mistome, they killed him. They were mazikim. The Tzlach asks one shaila, the vial, that Be'emesin, why did the Gemara chepe with Rav Sheshes? In the Mishnah it says that Oya Nochosh Koruch Al Ikvoy Lo Yavsik. So for the Mishnah you see a Nochosh is not a Sakone. Rav Sheshes L'chayra only said that an Akrov is a Sakone. But that what a nochosh is not a sakone, that's it says in the Mishnah. So if you have a problem, so you should ask, you don't have to ask on Rav Sheshes, let's ask from the Mishnah. Okay, we'll see, there's another kash, let's go to Tosfos. Avol akrov paisik. Birishalmi koma, limhoya nochosh martia lovoi kenegdoi, paisik. Lefishe bo kenegdoi bekas, Miskaven lahazikai. The Rishalmi says that if a nochosh is coming towards him, then he's, even though he's in the middle of Shemayna Esrei, he's mavsik. Lefi shebo kenegdoi bekas, because martiya kenegdoi means he's coming bekas kenegdoi, miskaven lahazikai. So Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi is just telling us not every nochosh can one be assured that he won't be mazikim. If it's bo kenegdoi, so then he knows that the nochosh wants to be mazikim, and then he's permitted to be mazik. Again, the Tzlach asks, this Taisvus does not belong over here. This Taisvus belongs at the Mishnah. It doesn't have to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said that an Akrov is a Mazik. That's all what Rav Sheshes said. A Nochosh is not a Mazik. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So if that's what it says in the Mishnah, so Memelos, so Taisvus said, when is a Nochosh not a Mazik? Stamazayim, Nochosh bo kenegdai. Taisvus nu a Yerushalmi. Nochosh bo kenegdai, then it is a Mazik. Then one is permitted to be mafsik. These two ha'ores the Tzlach asks. What seems the Gemara's kasha and the Pirush of Taisvus do not have two Rav Sheshes. So the Tzlach says a very, very geshmaki teder. So the Tzlach says as follows. Learning the Mishnah, afilu nochosh koruch al ikvoy lo yafsik, one could learn as follows. Be'etzim, not the Tana is telling us there's a different, that a nochosh beteva is not a mazik. No. He's telling us if you have a nochosh koruch al ikvay, the nochosh is around his ekev. He's telling you if he didn't bite you till now, he won't continue biting you. That's all what the Tana is telling you. That from the kriche is a raya, if he wants to bite, he bites right away. And if he's koruch and he didn't do anything, daven vaita shemenesi, have nothing what to worry about. That's how I could learn Pshat in the Mishnah. If that would be Pshat in the Mishnah, so then Pshat in the Yerushalmi is very good. If I would shtel to the Yerushalmi. Hirtia, Taisa says a Pshat, we'll see in a minute. Taisa says, Imhoi Nochesh Matia Lovei Kenegdoi. So he's coming towards him. So Taisa says a beer in the Yerushalmi. So Taisus says Maltia means because. Taisus added a few words and an explanation to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi means bo kinegdoi because he sees, he's hissing, he's coming. Then Taisus had shot the Yerushalmi. Taisus had a problem. Lulei Rav Sheshes, I wouldn't have any problems. I would say pshat the Mishnah as follows. If he's koruch, now you're clearing, now what should I do? So he's saying, listen, if he didn't bite you till now, daven further. That's what the Mishnah says. The Yerushalmi says, but what if he's not koruch yet? And he's coming towards you. What should I do now? So the Yerushalmi says, if he's not koruch yet and you don't know the intentions of the nochosh, you go away. That's the Yerushalmi. That was till Rav Sheshes. That's how you could learn pshat in the Mishnah. So in Yesod Anochish is a mazik, but from the koruch, I see that this one has no intent of mazik. That was till Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, so the mail is also not shver. It's not shver the kasha that the gemes on the baraisa nofar beguv shel nechoshim vakrabim is meidim olav shirim. Sure, and nochosh is a mazik. No, if he's koruch and he didn't bite you till now, you're in good company. That's all what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara's Kasha wouldn't be shver, and the Yerushalmi wouldn't be shver. Rav Sheshes came with a new pshat. That's not pshat in the Mishnah, koruch yevarai. No, anochosh is not a mazik. That's the vote. Because anochosh is not muchen lishach. Anochosh doesn't bite. But anakro bites, it's bitter taket. That's what Rav Sheshes was machadish. So here, there were two problems. Problem number one, the Gemara is the kasha from the Baraisa. The Baraisa says, Nofal v'soich guv shel nechoshim v'alonovel achvira b'lei nechoshim v'akrabim mi'idem olav shemeis. I look, he just told me a nechosh is not muchan lishach. Why did it say it? It's true. But agav itzitze, maski. Now Taisus had a problem. If Rav Sheshes was mechadish, that a nochosh is not muchan lishach. So what if you see a nochosh is coming towards you? So why are you poisik? So Taisa says, no, it matters how he's coming. He came like Esav came, Keneged Yaakov Avinu. You see how he's coming. Taisa says, a beer in the Yerushalmi. Kenegdoi bekas, then miskaven lazikai. That's why that was after Rav Sheshes, the Shtikteir of Rav Sheshes, now we needed a new beer from Taisus. And then he's Paisik. Now, let us see for 1 minute the Rabbeinu Yoine, and we'll understand there's a meiridike machloikis pshat li Yerushalmi between Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yonah. But let us perhaps see two Rabbeinu Yonah so we'll understand how one stems with the other. The Rabbeinu Yonah and our Mishnah, and that is Daf Chof Aleph Amed Aleph, the Daf Ehori. The Rabbeinu Yonah says as follows, Va'afilu nochosh koruch ala keivoy lo yafsik. You shouldn't be mafsik, because it's not a sakone. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, Va'afal pi she'ein loy lahafsik uledaber. He's not allowed to be mafsik uledaber. Afilu hochi yochel lo leches, but he's allowed to walk. Kidei she'ashlichenu ma'ola. Why? There's no sakon involved. Sheloi motzinu halicha shenikreis avsoke b'shumoke. We don't find that hiluch is called a hafsik. Miu heichadike sakon b'cholinyu muta lahafsik b'dibur. I mean, if dibur is a hafsik, hiluch is not a hafsik. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah said. Hiluch is not a hafsik. So memeila filu anochosh, that is not a sakon. If by walking somehow he'd be able to be mashlich the nochosh, that's permitted, even though there's no sakon. Now let us see the Rabbeinu Yonah and Daf Chav Gimel. Loi shanu elo nochosh, aval akrov poisek. Akrov is poisek. Ubi Yerushalmi yomer shafilu nochosh. We just said now that a nochosh is not a mazik. So he's middle of davening Shemin Esra. He sees a nochosh is coming towards him. The Rabbeinu Yonah didn't learn that he's coming here, he's hissing and he's mazik. No, he's coming towards him. So what is the halacha? So the halacha is, should I expect a hezek? No, why should a nochosh doesn't bite? Misrachik litzadacha. So he moves away in the middle of Shemin Esra. V'loi havi yavsoke, because hiluch is not a hefzik. I told you that in the Mishnah, that hiluch is not a hefzik. V'hochi garsin en hosa, hoyo martia obo kenegdoi. If he was martia obo kenegdoi, hareze misater milfono. Loshon, v'loshon misater listar mashkon on the side. He moves away to the side. Ubilvad, this is the Loshon of Yerushalmi, Shaloi Yafsik B'Tfilosoi. He said, the Yerushalmi is telling us, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yerushalmi is telling us as follows. Since Hiluch is not a Hefsik, that's what Rabbeinu said in the Mishnah, so therefore, even though a Nochosh really between you and me, there's nothing what to worry about, that's what it says in the Mishnah, but if he sees a Nochosh coming towards him, so Yizich is allowed to move out of the way, he's allowed to go and move, in order that the Nochosh shouldn't find him. What's there to be afraid of the Nochosh? There's nothing to be afraid of the Nochosh. It's uncomfortable. I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm just walking. You'll have to walk in the middle of Shemayna Esrei. There's no problem. That's how the Rabbeinu Yonah learned Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi feels Zois Ubilvad Shelo Yafsik. So we see Be'emes in Klor in the Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi held that a nochosh is, we're not speaking about a nochosh that's in chaos, we're speaking about a normal nochosh. So the Yerushalmi says a normal nochosh, if you see him coming towards you and it bothers you, you just run away, you just move away, and there's no problem whatsoever. But to scream or to talk out, that you're not allowed to do, because dibur is a hefsik. That is how the Rabbeinu Yonah learned shot in the Yerushalmi. The Goyin says, Tosfos did not learn like the Rabbeinu Yonah. Taisus learned that Hiluch is a hefsik. Taisus and the Rosh learned that Hiluch is a hefsik. Agavucha being Zaraya from the Rosh. We heard before Rabbi Kiva, Taisus doesn't bring this Raya, but the Rosh brings the Raya. Rabbi Kiva, when he was Eidavan B'Yechides, so he started in one corner and ended up in another corner. And the Shaila is, if this was by the Seif Ko Brocha Brocha, Be'emza Brocha, so by Tachnunim, there's a whole tumult in Rishonim. The Rosh says it can't be speaking about Be'emza Shemayna Esrei, because how is he allowed to move Be'emza Shemayna Esrei? He's not allowed to walk. So the Rosh learns Klom, not like the Rabbeinu Yonah, that Hiluch is a Hefsik. And Taisvas also learned that Hiluch is a hefsik. So now Taisvas had a problem. Now Taisvas had a problem. What do you do with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi says, the Yerushalmi Zicher learns Pshat, he should walk. That's got the Yerushalmi. A master means he goes to the side. So Taisvis that held that Hilach is a hefsik, so Taisvis had a problem in the Yerushalmi. So why did Pshat? Here it says in our Gemara that a Nochosh is not a Sakone. And there it says he's in the middle of Shemay Nesra and he sees a Kabbalah's Ponim, a Nochosh is coming Kenegdoi. So it says he walks over to the side. So Taisvis had a problem. So Taisa says, no, the Yerushalmi means, Vishabo kinegdoi bekas, miskavan lazikoi. That's how Taisa's love shan the Yerushalmi. That's speaking about Shabo kinegdoi bekas, miskavan lazikoi. Period. So that's Amachloikis, Taisa's, and the Rabbeinu Yoine. And the Goyin says it's Amachloikis, the Machaber, and the Ramon and Shulchan Aruch. But the Lamaisa, we still have a problem. So what did Taisvis do with the Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi feels ois, ubilvad, shelo yafsik tfilosai. So according to the Rabbeinu Yain, it's very good. You're allowed to walk away because there's no iser hefsik when you, there's not called a hefsik when you walk. But according to the Yerushalmi, what is pshat ubilvad shelo yafsik? So I saw that the Masech Eliezer and the Miri also says Pshat in the Yerushalmi, he shouldn't speak out. That means the Hiluch is necessary. The speaking, if you can run away, why should you speak? It's not a Psah, Mitoich Shehutros or Yemavsik to do anything. By running away to the side, you can accomplish everything, so why should you speak out? So this you should do, Bilvad Shelo Yavsik. So it's a bit schwer, according to Taisvis, that's L'chair what you have to say. Agav Ulche, I notice in Rashi says, Avol Akrov Poisek, the domestic Eliezer, which is a Pirish on the Bir Agro and Erechayim, explains the Goin, and he says the domestic Eliezer explains the Goin as follows. The Shitas HaRabbeinu Yoine is that Hoya Nochosh Koruch Alakevoi Lo Yafsi. So Bemison the Rabbeinu Yoine says Pshat, watch out, lo yafsik, he shouldn't speak out. So by stories, the Goin over here is Sakasha, how will the speaking help? Handled over in the Nochosh, Nochosh no one to speak to. Al Kapone, by stories, speaking somehow would help, he'd scream. So lo yafsik, he shouldn't speak out. The domestic Eliezer says lo yafsik, he says, watch out, lo yafsik, he shouldn't take off the Nochosh off his foot. That pu'ula is called a hefsik. Very interesting. Just like we had, if a talus fell off, one is not allowed to put on the talus, that's called a hefsik. So it's very interesting what is called a hefsik. The walking is not called a hefsik, but this is called a hefsik. And I see from Rashi, Rashi also seems to hold like that. Avol akrav poisik, Rashi is what's called poisik, v'noitloi. Rashi doesn't say anything, Rashi doesn't say screaming, Rashi says v'noitloi. Baistois noitloi is called a hefsik. So I had a shtikel ha'ore. We learned in the third peirik. We learned when Rebbe was davening Shemayne Esre. He was memashmeish bebigdoi. So Rashi there says lahavir akine hoik tzosoi. So why is you allowed to push away akine? Could be that's not called such a big peula. Lahavir akine. Some akine it's a pula koldo. You can get rid of him. Mistoma to take off an akrov or a nochosh, mistoma, that's a whole affair. You don't give him a tap on the shoulder and he says, go away. It's against a maise. That mistoma is considered a hefsik. Al koponim, so we have this raya from Rashi also. Now let's go further in Taisus. Umiyu, now this person that was mavsik in the middle of Shemayin Esri in Taisus holds hilach is a hefsik. It doesn't say anywhere that this person who was mafsik, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. Midaloi koma, in posak, chayzer l'roish. Aval etchilas bracha miya yachsa. But he should go back to the beginning of the bracha. Vim ta begimul rishaynes. And if he made a tois, l'chay tois lavdak, here he means it was mafsik begimul rishaynes, a begimul achaynes, chayza letchilas hagimul ba'ovis barishaynes, ba'voida ba'chaynik, l'vino l'kamo b'pirke. Now, Taisvis says over here something which is be'emesen moiridik mechudishtik. The Rashba, when he brings down this Taisvis, he says bluntly he doesn't understand Taisvis. And let us explain what the problem is and what Taisvis was machadish over here. There is a machlokes harishonim. We had before a gemore, if a person was shah kidei ligmer es kula, someone was mayin shoises in al birkov in the middle of Shmei Nesrei, no shah kidei ligmer es kula yochayza l'roish. The time it took of the shisa was kidei the whole Shmei Nesrei, the time it takes him to say it's a whole Shmei Nesrei, that's a hefsek in the Shmei Nesrei, and you have to start over again. Taisves asks Akashe, we learned Rabbi Yochanan says, Toka teisha tkiyas peteisha shoyz biyayim yeyotze. There's also shoka de ligmeres kuloi. In there, there's no din chayzel reish. On this Kashe, there's Taisves ateretz and there's Darivs ateretz. Taisves says ateretz, if the person mitzad atzmoi is roi to do the mitzvah, no, there was a shehiye. That's no problem whatsoever. So he continues. That's Taisves ateretz. The Riv says there's a difference between Tvile and Mitzvahs. Tvile is a Yisr Lahavsik. We see Krishma is Meshiv Mivnei HaSholem, Mivnei Hayire. Krishma there's a Heter Hefsik. Tvile there's no Heter Lahavsik Lechatrila, so therefore a Hefsik Shteres the Shemayna Esrei, and by Tvile is Chayzel Reish. By other inyan, the Mitzvahs, there the Chilik is taka the way Taisva says, Emeinei Roi, Im Roi. So the Rif makes a chilek between Tefillah and all other mitzvahs. Now the Rashba, when he sees this Taisvis, he says as follows. He brings a machloikis, the Rif and the Raivit. The Rif holds that by Tefillah, whenever there's a hefsik, yechayzel l'raish, if v'shoka delig meres kula. He says, according to the Rif, in such a case, if the time it took him to run away from the nochosh, it was shaka de ligmer skula. He has to start over again from the beginning of Shmei Nesrei. The Raivet, which holds like Shitas HaTaisvis, that since here be'etzem he was roi lehispalo, no, he was shoye. So according to the Raivet, you're not choyza l'roish. So what do? You choyza lemokim sheposak, wherever you left over. Lamashinim alti sikva, and then the nochash came, so 10 minutes later, he said, v'chol arisha, kerega toivet, what's the problem? You don't go, well, why should you go back at the beginning? And then you see, by sholosh reshainis, you go back to the beginning of Shmei Nesrei. So he blives by a tzorech iyun, where Toisvis got this halacha. The Rashbat says, psateretz, as follows. That by all in Yonim, by Krishma the Loch is Choyzer Lemokim Sheposak. So he says, because by Krishma there's a mitzvah of Kriya. You have to say the words. So the Kriya Korah Beseirigin is also Yotza. You said Shema, 5 minutes later he said Yisrael, it's also good. The words just have to be said Keseida. There's no Inyan that the words have to flow. These words have to be said. Tfila is Rachmim. It has to flow. So therefore Taisvis, that's what the Tashbat says, Pshatan in Taisvis. So therefore Taisvis held that if for sure Kedei Ligmer is Kulo, or maybe a bigger Shia, then even not Kedei Ligmer is Kulo al Kaponim, but it's more than Kedei Ligmer is Kulo Abroche, state in Mishnah Brura. So then the din is Chayzer L'Roish Abroche. Al Kaponim, we have a three-way machloikis on this halacha that Taisvis says. Omar Rav Yitzchok, Rosh Vorin, a person was in the middle of davening Shmei Nesrei, Poisek, you see Shvorim, you stop, you're mafsik. The Toni Ravoyishie, Marchikim, Mishir Tam, Chamishim Amo. If you're 50 Amos away from Asher Tam, Asher that was never mazik, you're mafsik, Marchikim. Or Mishir Muet, Kemole Einov. Tano mishmei derab meya reish ture bedikule. You see, the head of the shoyer is in a sal and he's eating, and he's near you. Solik laagre. You go up to the second floor. Vishodi dagami toisach. You take the ladder with you. Make sure that the shoyer shouldn't follow you. That means it's a dangerous affair. Omar Shmuel Hani Mili Bishoir Shocher, a black shoir of the Yoimei Nissen, he has spring fever, it seems like all of a sudden he sees this food, this pasture, and he gets Meshuge, Mimne Shasotan, Merakad Loi Ben Kano. Is Lamaise, so I have a tremendous problem when I learn this Gemara. I don't know how this Gemara stems with Baba Kame. When you learn Baba Kame, it says as follows. Alocha we paskin stam shvorim becheska shimol kaimen. That a shoyer tam is becheska shimol. It's stam shvorim becheska shimol. That means the bailim is not mechuyev to watch a shoyer because his shoyer will do something. Stam shvorim becheska shimol kaimen. That what you pay pal geniske, that's knase. It's a knas. He wasn't mechuyev to think. There's no chiv shmire. Nochosh, a nochosh mu'ud loyla. A nochosh, that's Baba Kame. When you learn Baba Kame, you know a nochosh is a mu'ud, and a sheir is a tam. And broches, comes a punk verkehrt. A nochosh? No problem. A nochosh, koch bikvei. Nah, a nochosh is golnish. A nochosh is a lemele, and a sheir is a mazik. I really don't know how these two things stem, but, I didn't see someone should be ma'oiret, but lochayret a shtikol ha'ore. Let us see Rashi. Shoyer tam shloy nogach odom muit shen nogach gimul pomen medikulo. You see that the head of the shoyer is in his sal she toilim boi tevin b'roishay v'oichul. It seems like he's peaceful. He's eating the tevin. The shodi dargo, you get rid of the ladder. Lav davke, the asher won't walk up. Ela klaimer izor mimenu habe. Please be pretty careful. B'yoyimei nisen, mitoir she'ovru yemei asof, she'oretz yevesha. There the earth was dry, nothing was growing. V'ar she'ovro ye'oiso meleya deshoim, zocho daita olov, v'nichnas bo yeitzer horo. Very interesting, the doshtetach that behem is a yeitzer horo also. Let's go further. Tana Rabona, Maise b'mokim echad shahoya aroit. There was an aroit. Bohoya mazik es habriyas. And he was mazik the briyas. It was shreklach. This aroit is a type of a creature that comes, that is a descendant from a nochosh, and that saw a lizard. And the psazoit was a mazik. Bohoya mazik es habriyas. Bow by dealer Rabchanine Bendoisa. Omalahem heruli es churai. Show me the chu, where he comes from. Heru es churai, nosain akevoi al piachu. So he stuck his foot in the hole. No, he stuck his foot in the hole, yotso venoshchai. So the aroid saw his foot, so yotso venoshchai. Omeis oise aroid. Not lay al ksefoi veviu le beis hamedrash, omalem ru'u bonai, ein aroid meimis, ala achet meimis. Ba'oise shamru, oiloi la odom, shepoga boi aroid, ba'oiloi la aroid, shepoga boi rabchanine ben doise. Let us see Rashi. First of all, we'll come back to the Gemara. Rashi, Aroid min hanochosh vahatzov bo shenizkokim zem zeh v'yaitze mishneim aroid. Eschurai shu yaitze misham. Umeisa aroid. Motzosi baloches gdoilis. Omri b'marove. Shearoid noishech esa odom. When aroid bites someone, im haroid koidem lamayim meisa odom. If the aroid has a chance to be magdim himself l'mayim, which usually happens, so then the person dies. V'ma'odom koydom l'mayim meiso aroid, v'nasa neis l'rabchanine, v'nifka mayin mitachas akevoi. a nace happened. The nace, the tachlis of the nace wasn't to kill the aroi. The tachlis of the nace was to be matzor Rab Chanina ben Doise. So that's how this aroi died. Let us go to the end. I saw something very, very interesting. First, I saw it in Ben Yehoyodo, and I had a kasha. Then I saw Mamish, the same shtik teire, Abba Mamish, in the Goin, and he asks the kasha, and he says a teretz. But they both, Amavai, let's first go to the end of the Gemara. Ba'oise shah amru, oiloi la'odom shepoga boyaroid. Then they said, oiloi la'odom shepoga boyaroid. So they both asked the same kasha, that watch out, ba'oise shah amru oiloi la'odom shepoga b'yaroid. Now the aroid is dead, there's no oiloi li'odom. You know when they said oiloi li'odom? Before Rab Chanina ben Doise came. Before Rab Chanina ben Doise came, when the aroid was mazik. Ma'isim ha'kemech she'eroid v'yemazik es ha'briyah. So when someone got kenizik, then they said oiloi la'odom shepoga b'yaroid. Now there's no ois to say, because he's dead. So, you say a different oi. Oi la roi shepoga boi bachamnina ben doisa. That's the kasha they ask. So they say, amoira de keteretz. Amochudish de keteretz. So they said as follows. They say that be'emison, the goin is more marich in this nekude. Normally, a behema is mazik. So that's not what's that a behema is mazik. He's a shluchi de rachmone. The medrash says they once saw a nochosh. A nochosh was running. He's a nochosh. There's a shlich de rachmone. Hakol b'day shemayim. It's the nochosh is meimis. There's a neichish b'loy lochash teitin medrash. Is mazik. It's mina shemayim. No, that's the shliach. So the whole time when people were getting killed or getting genizik from the aroid, no one said oy loy le adam shepoga by aroid. It's not oy. In the shemayim, they wanted it should be nenesh on this world. As ozoy chazayin si yene welt is verkehrt. It's l'tayvasai. There's no oy. Now they saw something very modern. Rab Chanina ben Doise was also dead. Oh, this is Meirdik modern. Rab Chanina ben Doise was a tzaddik gomel. How was it that Rab Chanina ben Doise was dead? So our kolchoch pshat is, there's sometimes a matzev that a mishlachas nechoshim that ein emavchen ben tzaddik l'roshe. He brings down the Ben Yoyoda brings down Chaya Roa Cholosu by Yosef Atzadik. Sometimes a Chaya Roa is a mazik alain in the Yesh Nispe Beloy Mishpot. Both side the Ben Yoyoda and side the Goin says it. There's sometimes a person is Nispe Beloy Mishpot. Svan has a mazik and he's mazik. Now they saw, now they became aware that now they became aware, if this aroid was noishech Rab Chanina ben Doise, so they see he wasn't a shliach min hashemayim. Rab Chanina ben Doise was not deserving to be genizik. So al kolchoch, what is pshat? So pshat is he's a mazik. So ba'oise sha'amru oiloi le'odom shepoga b'yaroid. So Nebuch, all those people that died was yesh nispe b'loi mishpat, they were killed shalaikedin. Now they said on the way. That's what the Goin in the Ben Yoyoda says. So migahal takashe, so how do you learn the Gemara? Rab Chanina ben Doise came into the Beis Medrash. And he said, "Ein aroid meimis, alach heit meimis." We just said shtik teire do that. We just said punkt verkehrt. That it's not the chet. It's. So on the Ben Yoyoda, I didn't understand what he's saying. We shtim this mit the Gemara. Then I saw the Goin asks the kash. He says the shtik teire, and he asks the kash on himself. So the Goin says, "Rab Chanina ben Doise said it meitoich an the sanusoi." Rab Chanina ben Doise didn't want to say a sekumtem nishkein hezik. So he wanted to say. Zem gevus besser. He said, "Ein aroid meimis, alachet meimis, and if he bit me, sat mi gekumen nisht mi, sat mi gekumen nisht shiche." But that was the hand of Rab Chanina ben Doise. But al kaponim, in this maise, it was taki different. That's one shtickel though. The Ben Yayada says something very interesting. He's medayik. He says something very, meis oise aroid, not loy al kseifoi veyevil beis hamedrash. So he took the aroid al kseifoi. It's very interesting, and then you can't schlep an aroid, you have to put him al kseifoi. What is pshat? It's not loy al kseifoi. So he says as follows. There's a bakanta yalkut, that the Yalkut says when Eliyo Bahar HaKarmel, so when he had the Sichsuch with the Nevi'ei HaBal, so there were two Purim. First he said the Nevi'ei HaBal should be Makriv, and then he'll be Makriv HaPar. And the Yalkut relates there were 400 Nevi'ei HaBal, and they schlepped one Par, and the Par didn't go. The Par doesn't want to go. Till Eliyo HaNovi came over to the Par, and he tells the Par, listen, go with them. And the Baal says, why should I go to the V.A. Baal? We both of us grew up together. He's in the Golan Mimakadish Em Shemayim, and I'll go to the V.A. Baal. So Leon Novi told them, don't worry, you'll be also be Mimakadish Em Shemayim. Just like the kid will come out of Kiddush Em Shemayim, through that what the Eish will come out by my Baal, there'll be a Kiddush Em Shemayim, that nothing will happen by you. You'll also be Mimakadish Em Shemayim. No, the Baal held also be Mimakadish Em Shemayim. Maskim. So he went. That's a bakant to Yalkut. What is not bakant, he brings from the Arizal in Parshas Koirach, that Arizal said that these two Purim were a gilgul of Dosan Vaviram, and even though they were burnt in the Sreifa by Koirach, but they still didn't have their tikkun. Their tikkun came about, by this Maise. Aviram was nisgalgul in the par that went to Labal, and Aviram didn't want to go, and Eliyo HaNovi told him, Shem Shemayim niskadish al yodach, no, Shem Shemayim niskadish al yodach, he went. That's what Arizal says. So he says, he derives from the Arizal that a par should be zoiche, Shem Shemayim niskadish al yodoi. It's fakert. That was the tikkun of Aviram. He says we have to realize over here that this aroid was zoiche to a gvardek kiddushim shemayim. I mean fakert. There, everyone saw the Yad Hashem. Everyone was nesayre b'tshuva in aroid mei misalah chait mei misis given epis azoy amira dekehisayres. In this all came about through the aroid. So he says he doesn't have any suffix. He doesn't know whose neshama was megulgul in this aroid, but the zicha was on the shama that was megugul in this aroid. So memele, so he says, after the misa, he didn't schlep it. Just like you carry a mace al kseifov, not lay al kseifov already. Whoever this was zoiche to a tikkin, niskadishem shemayim al yodoi, is memele, is not lay al kseifov vevila beis hamedrash. Yeah. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Maskirin gvurais kshamim betrias hameisim, usheile bebirchas hashonim, vahavdole bechoine nadoas. Rabbi Kiva oimer, Rabbi Kiva says, we don't say atzachan antonu bechoine nadoas, oimra brocha revius bifnei atzmo. We say it in there's a special broche, we say the brocha of Havdole. Rabbi Lezer Oimer Bohido. Rabbi Lezer says we say Atachen Antano Bohido. Rabbeinu Yoine explains why do you say Gvurus Kshomim B'Tchiyas HaMeisim K'moyshe T'Chiyas HaMeisim Chayim Lo'ilam. That's it's brought, brings Chiyus Kein Yeridas Kishomim Chayim Loyim. This also brings Chiyus. So that's why the Mekoyma is Betrius HaMeisim. Havdole Bechoinen HaDoras. It's a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoine over here. Rabbeinu Yoine says, Mipnei Shal Yedei Hadas Anachnu Makirim Mailas HaMenucho V'yoidim LaHavdol Bein Kodesh L'Chol. It's very interesting. A person who is not mugul in Shmira Shabbos, So he looks at the Shabbos like he's in prison. This he can't do and this he can't do. He doesn't realize Milas HaMenuche. To realize, I mean, we're not speaking about a day off from work. Sunday is also a day off, could be. But Sunday is not Shabbos. This is Yom Menucha Kedusha La'amcha Nosata. To be makir the Milas HaMenuche, even though he can't do anything, he can't do what he wants, you need das for that, which is a gewaldike madrege. And the same thing to be mavdil bein koidish l'choil, one also needs das. That's why, that means it seems one cannot make a broche unless he appreciates it. And one can only appreciate it only through das. Therefore, the broche was put in the broche of das. Rabbi Lezer says, you say it in Haido. How does it come to Moedim? Lefi, Mipnei, Rabbeinu Yoni says, Mipnei Shem Moedim Lashem, Shezika Oisei Lahakir O Lahavdol Ben Kodesh L'Chol. This is a privilege that he could be makir the difference between Kodesh and Chol. This is Das, and that if he was Zeichet to be makir, so it's mas, you mask this in Haido. Rashi maskirin gvuris kishomim mashi v'ruach she'enei loshen bekoshe elo loshen haskoro u'shevach v'shoyelin v'sein talamota loshen bekoshe v'avdole b'choynin hadoas b'moitzoi shabbos ato chinam tono. Maskirin gvuris kishomim mai taime omar av yoysev itel sheshkulo ketchiyas ha-meisim v'fikach kavua betchiyas ha-meisim. It's equivalent to tchiyas ha-meisim. Ushayla bebirchas ha-shonim ha-taime omar av yoysev mitoich shehi parnoso. The motto brings parnoso v'fikach kavua bebirchas parnoso. Havdole b'choynin hadas ma-taime omar av yoysev mitoich shehi chochme. That's mesamad rabbi Mi gedoylo deyo shenitno ben shtei oisiyos. It is, the deyo is written between two shemes. Shenemo ki keil deyo is Hashem. The tzlach says pshat in this gemore, gedoylo deyo shenitno ben shtei oisiyos. These shtei shemes are the shtei shemes shel rachmin. Both of these shemes we find in the yud gimel midah shel rachmin. So gedoylo deya, that means the magnitude of deya is so great that one needs tremendous schusim in order to be zoyche ledeya. There's fakert chochma bino v'das. Das is the highest madrege. Das is the shleimus of everything. Chochma is the idea. The bina is the mevin dova, mitoich dova. And das is the complete encompassing of the whole inyan. To be zeiche to das, one needs two shemes of the yud gimel midah shel rachmim in order to be zeiche ledeya. Period. V'chol mi she'ein boideye osa l'rachim olov, shenema ki loy am bineisu al ken yuloy rachmenu oiseyu. Now this gemore, that osa l'rachim al mi she'ein boideye, I saw two biurim. What does this mean? L'chere, that is the greatest rachmones, osa l'rachim olov. The stipler in Birchas Peretz and Parshas Beshalach says pshat on this gemore as follows. First of all, he says, the inyonim that the Torah was mechayev, the inyonei chesed, what the Torah is mechayev, a poor person, this mitzvah, tzedakah, shoves, advaita, etc., that's not called rachmonis. That's called the Torah was machayiv this. We're not speaking about that. All the chiyuvei Torah goes on anyone, vizayid. Rachmonis is lifnim mishuras adin. That mahu racham, afato racham, that's coming, not when the din is machayiv. Lifnim mishuras adin. That's number one. Number two, he learns, what's the taich, misha ein loideya, It means mi she'ein loy das v'regesh lahakir toive lahameitiv imoy olachnia b'fneim. This day, what the Gemara is speaking about, a person who does not have in himself the das, if you're mated with him and you're doing lefnim mishuras adin, he doesn't have the das of hakoras atayv. He doesn't have the das to appreciate it and to be nichna for a person who was mated to him. There's a meyerdik inyan of hakoras atayv. God, I heard the pslatzen from meyerdik emaise. Rav Shimon Shvavzel Gesundstein told over a maise that when he was a boch, he learned in the mir. So before Pesach, he needed money to go home. So his parents had as yet not sent him money. So there was a gemach in the mir yeshiva, and the Rabbi Ruchim took care of the gemach. So no, with Rabbi Ruchim, he borrowed the amount of money. He came back after Pesach, he paid up the money, gave him a yashikoyach, and thus. So Rabbi Ruchim asked him, what's with Ribbis Dvorim? No, here, that's a little bit well. Okay. Well, the next time. The next year, also he had to borrow money. After Pesach, he paid it back, but he remembered from last year, so he put down the money, walked away. So Rabbi Ruchim called him back. He said, what's with Hakoras HaTayit? So it seems that there's two things. There's Ribbis Dvorim and there's Hakoras HaTayit. But you have to do in the middle. Hakoras HaTayit, you don't ignore you any, you put it down. The Hakoras HaTayiv has to be shown in a noifin that is no Ribbis Dvorim. But there's an in-between. Aber kaponim Hakoras HaTayiv is a gewaldike Sache. The Chayvus Lubavitcher mevayer the whole avoid the boitzach on Hakoras HaTayiv. Al kaponim, so if you have a person that does not have this das of Hakoras HaTayiv, so he says, when you're mative to him, you know what you're going to accomplish? Number one, he won't have any Hakoras HaTayiv to you, no fakert, in order to show that he doesn't appreciate what you're doing to him. So fakert, it'll be Mishalem Ro Tachas Toiv. And his whole Ashkofo is whatever you're doing, Sekuntem, because if he doesn't have any Das and Hergish to be Nichna, so he'll take it the other way. Fashteitzach, he says, you have to give this to me. I'm deserving of it, you should give me more. So by being merachim on him, you'll only accomplish one thing. Your mechazik is gaive. He'll be mishalem ro tachas toive, and it will create a sinah between both of you. So therefore, don't have any rachmonis. That's how the stipler learns pshat in this gemara. The Magolis Hayom in Sanhedrin says a different pshat. Kol mi she'ein lo das means a person who does not real, he's asking for something, but in Yisod is not good for him. But he doesn't realize it's not good for him. So such a person also l'rachim olo, because in Yisod it's not rachmonis, it's l'ra'osa. Even though he feels very bad that it's not being done for him or given to him, also l'rachim olo. Ki le'am b'naisu, if he doesn't understand what will come out from this, al kein yulei rachmenu eisei. Omer Rabbi Elozer, godol mikdosh and niten bein beis oisiyis. Shenema pa'alto Hashem, mikdosh Hashem. So memela we see the mikdosh is between two oisiyis. Again, the tzlach says pshat, that the maila of mikdosh was so great, the schusim that Klal Yisrael had to a Mikdash was so great, they needed gewaldike rachmanes from the Rabbein Shalom to be zeiche to this darga of Mikdash to Ashros Ashchine. So you needed two oisiyas. From the necessity of two oisiyas, we see the godless of Mikdash. For Omer Rabbi Elozer, kol odom sheyesh boi deyo kilo nivne beis ha-Mikdash biyomov. Deyo nitno bein shtey oisiyas, Mikdash nitin bein shtey oisiyas. So it would seem that the according to the Tzlach, the Gemara, we can understand the Gemara. The Gemara means it seems these two in Yonim are equivalent. If the Darge of Das, if the Darge of Mikdosh needs the two Shemesh Shel Rachmim in order to be Zoicha to this Darge, so it seems these two Darges are equivalent. So memele kol adam sheyesh boi das kilo nivne beis hamikdash b'yomav. That means through das he could be zeiche to the dargis that Klal Yisrael was zeiche by having the Mikdash. Maskif lo Rav Acher kachino elo miyato gdoi lo nikomo shenit neben shtei oisiyois shenema keil nikomis Hashem omolei ain nikom is also great vimilse mi yigdoili v'hainu doma ula shtei nikomis alolo loma achas letoive v'achas lero letoive d'chsiv haifiyo mehar poron lero d'chsiv keil nikomis Hashem Kael Nekomeis Haifia. So the Tzlach explains, according to his Pshat, the Gemara held Nekome from the Rishoyim, that is not, that's Amidas Hadin. Fakel, they're deservant of the Nekome. So how could you say this same Inyan by Nekome? So the Gemara said, in Nekome there's two Inyonim. There's one Inyan Lero, and that, Vakert, you don't need the two Shemes in order to be Zoiche to Nekoma. That, to me, the Sadin is Machayiv Nekoma under Rishoyim. But there's a Nekoma Letoiva. We'll see that through, that first of all, Klal Yisrael was Zoiche to be Marviach from the Nekoma to the Rishoyim. Or the Schus Bechlal to see the Nekoma that's done in the Rishoyim. That is a gewaldic schus, in that one needs this, the schus of two shemes from the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachmin. That's how the Tzlach learns Pshat Na Gemara. Rashi, mitoich shi chochma, ha chocham yoidei lahavdul, bein kodesh lechoil, u bein tomei letoil. Bein shtei oisiyis, bein shtei askoris. Bemilsa miya gdoili, bemokim shetzrichin nekome, Davol godel hu, shtei nekomeis, halolo loma, achas lagoli noke min ha'akum shloi kiblo asateire, v'achas letoive, kedemrine bo bekama miporan haifia v'hivkel momoinon li Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael was maviach al yedei den nekome that was done to the umes oilom, sher shel Yisrael, shenogach sher shel akum poter, haifia gila v'hivkel shloi kiblo asateire. Zog de Gemara weiter, Rabbi Kiva, Oimra, Broche, Revis. So we have here, Machloikis, Tanoim, where one should say, Atochen Antono. Omale Rav Shimon bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, Michdei, Anshei Knesses Agdoila, Tiknulam Li Yisrael, Brocheis, Utfilois, Kedushes, Vahavdolis. All these in Yonim were Niskan, Ayde, Anshei Knesses Agdoila. Is nechzen heichen tikkun. Let us see how the takana was. Vi pasto amachloikes amiroim. The nusach hatvila was very niskun. The anshek nesas agdeila. Amaloi. There's a problem. Betchila kavua betvila. The anshek nesas agdeila bizman ezre wakeveyet betvila. Heshiru later Klal Yisrael became rich. Kavu ala kois. And they were oikret minat vila. So there were many years that Klal Yisrael did not mention Avdole mitvila. It was only mentioned alakois. Henu. Then there became a matzav of aniyis, chozru v'kavua mitvila. V'heim omru, so memela, so that's the teretz already. So the teretz is, so since it was as man, that there were many years that it was not said mitvila, so later, when it became Henu, so now they had to bring it back in Shemayna Esrei. So there was a machloikis what the Iker Tchilas Takona was. Then they did not remember how the Takona was. So that is the machloikis Tanoim, how the Takona was from Ezra. V'im omru amavdul betvile tzorich sheyavdul alakoyis. And they said also, we'll see a big machloikis in this, and they said already, Hamavdal betfile, since already was once Niskan alakoi, so they said that one should make a double Havdalah. Hamavdal betfile, tzorich sheyavdal alakoi. Itmar nami, Omar Abchiyah barabe, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Anshek Nesses Agdoyle, Tiknulam Yisrael, Brocheis, Utfilois, Kedushes Vavdolis. Betchile kavua betfile. Heshiru kavua kois. Chozru vehenu kavua betvila. Vehim omru hamavdul betvila tzorich sheyavdul ala kois. איתמר נמי, רבי ורב יוסף דמרו טוויו. המעבדל בתפילה צורך שיעבדל על הקויס, so the zachiev to say two half dollars. Omar rove, umay svinen ashmaiten. So lechayre here by stories, rabbi is better. His rabbi himself said this halacha, that the one is mechuyev to be mavdol two times, umay svinen ayesta kasha ashmaiten. I learned as a baraisa that says, tov lo hiske gvuras kshomim betchiyas ha-meisim, V'shai lo bebirchas ha-shonim machzir enois ha-iz mechuyiv to daven over again. V'avdol lo bechoynin en das ein machzir enois ha-mibnei she-yoche lo imra la-kois. Because he could say it ala-kois. Weiss to-kois. Normal, you don't say it ala-kois. No, he didn't say it in Shemayin Esrei, so instead of telling him to daven Shemayin Esrei over again, we said, what's your problem? He didn't say Avdol. No, he can say Avdol ala-kois. So lechayre from the barais is a stira to what Rabbi said before. So the Gemara says loitem ibnei she yochol oimra lakois ela eimam ibnei she oimra lakois. That's pshat in the barais. Not because he could say it, he will say it because it's a chiv avdol lakois. Itmar nami omar Rabbi Yomin bar Yefes shor Rabbi Yosi es Rabbi Yochanan betzido vaomri lo. Rab Shimon ben Yaakov de Minsu, es Rab Yoichanan, he asked, Va'anosh Mois, I heard how he asked him, Hamavdol betvila tzor sheyavdol alakois oiloi, Va'amalei tzor sheyavdol alakois. And he answered him, tzor sheyavdol alakois. Rab Yoichanan, Rab Yoichanan Zechayin Lavrocha says, that what Rabbi Yomi Bar Yefes said, Va'anosh Mois, I heard him, because the Gemara say later, Dachsim Ekeitzim Mevorchim, that Rabbi Yomin ben Yeses was not a daikin. So that whatever he said, he could take with a grain of salt. He wasn't. So he said, listen, I'm no this I heard with my own ears. I have a reputation that's not too good. But this I'm telling you, Anoshe Mois, he said, Hamavdol betvila tzorah sheyavdol alakos. Iboyulu. Hamavdol alakos. What is the din of a person said avdol alakos? Mao sheyavdol betvila. And now he's davening Shemayna Esrei. Should he be masked with tefillah? Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Kal Vachayma with tefillah. Omar tefillah the Iker Takantu. Omri Yemavdo with tefillah so she Yavdol Alakoyis. He should still continue the Avdol Alakoyis. Amavdo Alakoyis the Laviker Takantu. So Memeilo like Kolshkein that he should do like the Iker Takon. Tony Rab Ache Ariche Kame de Rav Chinino. Now here we have, we'll see, these are different Mandi Yomrim. Hamavdil Vitfile Meshubach Yoiser Mimisha Yavdil Alakais. Now this Loshin would seem as follows. A person has an alternative. He could either be Mavdil Vitfile or be Mavdil Alakais. So he said, "Hamavdol betfila mishabach yosa mi misha yavdol alakos." If a person has an alternative, it's better to do this. V'mhivdol bezua bezu. What happens if he said, "Avdol on both"? Yanucha loy brachis al roishay. Loy brachis. So the Gemara says this memre does not stem. Hagufe kashe. Amrit hamavdol betfila mishubach yoisa mimisha yavdol alakois. You said it's better. Hamavdol betfila is mishubach yoisa mimisha yavdol alakois. Almet fila lechudei sagi. That's one of the two, and this is better. Vahodr toni im hivdol bazu abazu, yanuach oloi brocheis al roisha. Vekiven de nofek lei bechode iftar. But if he's yoitzah with one, v'have brocha shein netzriche, so the second one is a brocha shein netzriche. V'omar Rabbi Teimer Reish Lakish, v'omar lo Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish domi tavayu, kolam evorech brocha shein netzriche, oi v'mishum lo yisisa. So machlikas reshev, it's a deraisa, or an asmachte, but al kaponim, if he's yoitzah, mishubach yoitzah, you hold that one is enough, and this is Mishubach Yoiser, so how could you say, Amavtel Bazu, Bazu, Yenuchel Brochis al Roisha? Eimahochi. So the Gemara says, Eim Hivdol Bazu, Vulay Hivdol Bazu, Yenuchel Brochis al Roisha. So, Poshit the Gemara makes a grais. The Goyin says pshat, the Teretz is as follows. That the Emerson, in the quality of Havdolah, which is a more choshiva Havdolah, Havdolah ala kois, or Havdolah betfileh, is in Yesod Havdolah be ala kois is more choshiva. Because it's alakois, it's more choshev than tefillah. It said alakois. But why did they say it's meshubich? Because it's preferable to say it betfillah to make sure he won't forget to make Havdolah. So therefore, his first opportunity to say Havdolah, even though this is not the most mehudodike, takel, it's more mehudodike to say this way, Hamavdil betfileh, hamavdil betfileh reza meshubach. It's better to do this even though you don't have the mile of a kois, but you have a different mile. You are assured you said Havdolah. V'im hivdil ala kois, v'im hivdil bezu, v'lo hivdil bezu. So the Gemara says, l'maise, ulhev, l'maise, that wasn't the preferable thing to do. Abba yenuchu le brochis al roishe. L'maise, if he said, Havdolah ala kois is a more mehudr dika Havdolah in Yesod. In Hidur, this is more mehudr. L'maise, he should do yener, because that's preferable to ensure that you won't forget Havdolah. But this is yenuchu le brochis al roishe. The Meroi Meisode says, Pshat, he wants to make a knetch. That im hivdol bezuv lo hivdol bezuv yenuch lo brochis al roishay. So he says that could be, you don't have to make even a grais. That means, before we learned in the baraisa, im hivdol bezuv ubezuv yenuch lo brochis al roishay. So he says, a person who said, first havdola ala kois, and then he said Havdolah betfileh, so he lemaise accomplished everything. He lemaise, so that's yenuch alei brochis al roishoy. But the Gemara says bezu v'loi bezu. The Gemara wanted to say that the brochis al roishoy one gets from the Havdolah al kois. But the nicho v'hivdol bezu v'bezu is lemaise will get the yenuch alei brochis al roishoy plus the Havdolah betfileh. But the brachis al-roishay one gets from the havdolah that was said al-akos. Let us see Rashi. Heshiru liknois yain. Kavu al-akos, v'oz nishtakach takones ezre, shechozru vehenu kavu abitvilo, the nechleku heichi emru how the amira should be betfila. Betchila k'shalom and agayla v'ayu dechukim. Kedushos kedushayoyim nei sheyocho mashmim yirtze shaloi larzel espalo. If he wants not to daven over again, he could be mabdol alakoyis. So yim omra betfila ein sorech lo imra alakoyis. Vano shemois ani shomati. Okay.